From Apparition Poems, number 1651. "What's this about making moves?" said the apprentice. "I've got irons in the fire with all these pieces. Isn't that enough? To have mastered how the fire works, so that each piece burns right down. It's not the only move that matters, but as I just made a line of rooks rather than pawns, what else could possibly get my goat?" The master heard this, appearing limber, but quite chained to the voices that were taking away the tools he used to put his apprentices in their places. "I have nothing to say about this," he said, as he wiped beads of sweat from a brow that furrowed so intensely that all his enemies insisted he had dark ties. "Just make rows of rooks instead of pawns, and you will find yourselves kings and queens." They all left him that night, after dumping the ashes in a river that ran in back of the workshop into a black sea. Number 1645. The father's gaze, depending which gaze you happen to be referring to, is panoptic. It goes in without leaving traces. So if you have several fathers that leave no traces, and merely invisible gazes, there is or may be a sense in which you have no fathers. I saw all this happening to me, along with everything else, many years ago, before I could visualize the cell I was in, before I knew how the walls stank of fresh paint, or saw that I was getting smeared at any juncture. But as I saw this, my father, who was my father, turned, spoke down to me in such a way that I listened. I took what he said, gazed at my cell, and watched the paint dry deep into the night before I busted out to watch the dawn break over the Delaware. Number 1642. People need to understand that you can make a difference these days. All right, so the system's trash. We make a new system. Or if we don't, we change the system. People don't realize there is a we, but I've seen it with my own eyes. This really is still, no matter what anyone says, the greatest country in the world, and you have to be a part of it, and you have to try and change things. It's not like I condone all my own methods, but I'm a woman, and you have to use what you have. And when you see these guys with their pants down, and I've seen all kinds of guys with their pants down, you really get a sense of the humanity of America and Americans, and how all the threads really do tie everything together, and my methods work for me. There is no judgment, though some may insist on judging. You have to understand what the important judgment really is. Are you an American or are you not? Do you care or do you not? Not everything I do can be as perfect as I want it to be, but the important thing is I'm building. I'm going somewhere with this. There's a place for me somewhere in this administration, and I just have to find it. And I'm a determined American woman with a big heart, and it's not like others don't do the things I do. There are times when I'm in the middle of these things and all I can do is visualize the American flag because it still means something. That red, white, and blue is woven into my entire body and my whole brain and everything else. The times where anyone can say screw it are over and done with, and it's time for the real Americans to stand up and do what needs to be done so that the red, white, and blue don't fade into the kind of blackness I see all around me in Washington. To think, I could have wasted my life. Number 1627. He said that these have an aura. To the extent that words on a page can, they do. He said these things, but then they were up on a site that has its own aura. The poems become composites. Whatever. I thought this, not out loud. These auras only work in three dimensions, and I'm already in three dimensions. I'm already art to begin with. Besides, who cares? I quickly made a left onto Broad. The radio was turned off, and I opened the window. It was a cold. Breezes danced around my face in words. Number 1613. Follow Abraham up the hill. To the extent that the hill is constituted already by kinds of knives, to what extent can a man go up a hill, shepherd a son to be sacrificed, to be worthy before an almighty power that may or may not have had conscious intentions where hills, knives, sons were concerned. But how? As I watch this, can I not feel that Abraham, by braving knives, does not need the one he holds in his wrapped hands? Number 1607. Every live body has a dialect. To the extent that bodies are in the process of effacing both themselves, what they efface, I move past dialect to the extent that there are no no-brainers here. What's moral in this is the belief that properly used dialects emanate waves to hold bodies in place. As to who's saying this, I heard this on the street last night after a few drinks with an ex at Dirty Frank's. It was a bum who meant it. It worked. Number 1602. I stepped like a mantis off this ship of fools, felt around for prey, found a plate of ants to put in a microwave. I saw how they scurried briefly, put it into text that had the heat of ovens in it, shipped this text across vast oceans. It preyed on suspicions, was placed on plates. Now that I have preyed, I am or may be redeemed, but every step I take feels like a scurry, as the fools are more numerous than I thought, just like ants. Number 1603. Be careful what you handle, I told her. You can get to me even if you touch another. It happened in an office shaped like the foyer of a huge hovel, built of mud, etchings of bugs on the wall, perfect, perverse kids scampering among clods. You know what I want and how I can get it, she replied, as she took another out, put me in, but only inside a brain used a mist to find a level that, shaped like a foyer, was past office, into brick, sans mud. Number 1584. The condition of being kidnapped by angels. That's what good art must impose on a willing audience. Who is this guy talking to? Are we meant to believe this romantic bullshit? Who cares? It'll pass. He was walking his dog, thinking. It was a sunny day in suburbia. The concrete really was, and I mean this, concrete. But this is the thing. I do believe what this guy says, his romantic bullshit. I see things, you know what I mean? Number 1576. Who told poets to be poets? Nobody tells anyone things like this anymore. Poetess, she comes to me with this. It's all wine and roses for two nights, but I'm left dizzy. Is this the end of poetry? There's a war between poetry and sex. It's always sex's dominance we fight. She tells me this, but we still make love. And it's good and hard. I'm pure in this, I tell myself. I know what I'm doing. I do, too, in ways limited by perspectives, of which this is half of one. Is it enough? Number 1562. In your eyes, the song goes, the resolution of all my fruitless searches. Only what I see in your eyes is fruitless, and what Shelley might have called luminous green orbs look like turbid wastelands, capable of ruining any day I might have you nipping at my heels. This is what I think about her, but don't dare say. She's too young to know anything about wastelands. I'm an old scorpion with mud of my own. That's it. Okay.